Want to get to my next guest now, because she is somebody who has been working and is working on a social enterprise with regards to upskilling displaced migrants in emerging technologies. Her name is Dina Viapure, and she lives in Listowel. She's a native of Mauritius, and Dina's on the programme. Dina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very, very good. Thanks for coming on the programme and talking about this. You've got an appeal for people that you're trying to help. First of all, who are you helping with your social enterprise, Purple Unicorn?
Okay, so Purple Unicorn was set up back in 2019, and I wanted to help displaced migrants who are in Ireland nationwide, who's looking for, you know, an opportunity to upskill themselves. So mostly our specialty is in emerging technologies. So that would be anyone from any country who's a non-national and is either living in a DP center and is looking to upskill their career. So the question is, so anyone really, non-nationals who are living in Ireland and is looking for a career opportunity and have a bit of, or sometimes no background in technology, but would be interested in working in the technology industry.
Is this about upskilling people, I suppose, and you filling their time, using their time while they're waiting here to see whether they're residents or not, to get them ready for work?
Yeah, so when they arrived in Ireland now, so for the first 6 months, normally they wouldn't be ready to work, okay? So up until they get their rights to work. But during this time, what we are trying to do is use this time wisely so they can enroll on different programs that we have. And most of the programs will be between 3 months to 4 months as boot camps. So that's from cybersecurity all the way to machine learning, AI. We have data analytics or customer support and technical support type of courses. And then by the time they finish the courses, they get mentorship, they get, you know, advice on CV writing and how to, you know, how to set up their own personal branding on LinkedIn and all this. So they get to learn how to do interviews. This is all with our partner clients, corporate clients. And once they finish all of this, then they can enter employment through an internship program with the different companies that are happy to give them a chance and opportunity to come and work for them.
And what's the response been like from companies, and the response been like from the people themselves who get involved in this?
Well, in terms of the companies, they see it as a new way of, one, is helping, you know, displaced migrants in giving them an opportunity to work here. And to be fair, most of them would want an opportunity to work. And a lot of them would, in their own rights, have, you know, a degree or sometimes PhDs. And they are in a new place and they don't know how to go about it. And oftentimes companies find it difficult because they don't know, I suppose, the rules in terms of visas and stuff. So it makes it quite difficult, but it's an awareness, right? So that's why I'm here, is like, these people after 6 months, they do have the right to work, and it's just a matter of offering a job, and then they can, you know, the Department of Justice then can change the visa status, you know? So once they have a job, they are able to work. Now, a lot of them would be overqualified depending where they are, you know, the opportunity might not be there for them, but that's just guiding them. And the technology sector is booming, so there's plenty of jobs, you know, in the ones in the lines that we are upskilling them. So we look at the market and where there's a demand, and that's where we upskill them into.
Okay.
So, and quite positive. Yeah.
No, you need laptops and tablets.
We need laptops. We need tablets. And one other difficulty we're finding as well, depending which DP centers these individuals are residing into, they have difficulties with internet. So what we are looking is dongles, and so that we can provide them with some bit of good internet connection, because our courses are run online, so they need the equipment to connect to do the course.
Yeah,
so that's our difficulty. Yeah.
So if companies or others, individuals can get involved, then they can get in touch and let you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have a spare laptop that you're not using, maybe a tablet that you're not using, maybe you're a corporate company who has some old equipment that you're not going to be using, we would love to have them.
Okay. Dina, you work in the area of cybersecurity recruitment. It's a massive developing area, isn't it? There's a lot of employment potential for this country in that area.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, cybersecurity, I've been doing the recruitment for the last 8 years. And so that's my first business, which is called TechFinder. And I am now working on a kind of hybrid model. So I'm in the RDI hub, and prior to that, I was working from home during COVID, but happy to be in Clarkland now. And there's a lot of opportunities there. It's constant, and it's not going to slow down. If not, it's only going to explode more as we move more into a more cloud digital world. And this is only going to be, more and more prominent, and there will be more jobs in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So do we need to train, I suppose, people up to work in that area?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at the employment rate within the sector, anyone who's done or who's studying some sort of cyber studies, they are already working. I mean, yeah. You'll get a job before you actually even graduate.
Yeah, that's so, such as the level of demand, yeah, and such as the growth in the area.
Exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Dina, listen, how do people get in touch?
So they can get in touch with us through our website. So it's purpleunicorn.com, and we have an email address as well, which is hello@purpleunicorn.com. Or they can always reach out to me on my own phone number.
Social media.
I don't mind.
So sure thing.
Perfect.
Well, so, Dina, listen, thanks so much. Good luck with it. And thanks for taking time to talk to us about it in the program this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.